From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Republican Donald Trump has been declared the winner of the U.S. presidential election, pulling off a stunning and unexpected win over the Democratic candidate, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Trump said Clinton called to congratulate him early this evening. Trump appealed for unity as he addressed supporters at his election headquarters in New York City.
Now it's time for America to bind the wounds of division. We have to get together. To all Republicans and Democrats and independents across this nation, I say it is time for us to come together as one united people. I pledge to every citizen of our land that I will be president for all Americans, and this is so important to me.
Trump's victory denied Clinton becoming the first woman elected president in the United States.
I had a feeling that a lot of people were not really, they were embarrassed to tell that they were supporting him, but we would see a lot of people voting for him at this election day. And I'm so happy to see that this is possible, that you can go against political correctness.
So this is a Brexit vote. This is the U.S. equivalent of a Brexit vote. All of the polls didn't believe it, and all of the polls said it wasn't going to happen.
Hillary Clinton's campaign manager addressed supporters at her election headquarters in New York City earlier, but no timetable was given on when Clinton will speak publicly. Donald Trump's victory in the U.S. presidential election sparked a drastic plunge in stock prices on global markets, weakened the U.S. dollar, and pushed down oil prices. Many traders moved money into safe haven investments like gold. Some analysts in New York tell VOA Trump's plan to reduce regulation could be helpful to the oil drilling and banking sectors. This is VOA News. The close presidential vote Tuesday night was mirrored by extremely tight races for the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives. But as more results came in, it became clear the Republican Party would keep its majority control of both houses of the Congress. Democrats had strong hopes of overturning the Republicans' 8-seat majority in the Senate, but they fell short. Besides voting for president Tuesday, voters in 35 American states were deciding more than 150 policy issues that included legalizing recreational use of marijuana and restricting access to guns and ammunition. Voters are also deciding whether to mandate higher minimum wages and require performers in California's pornography industry to use condoms. Voters in the District of Columbia, the nation's capital, overwhelmingly approved a referendum to make the U.S. Capitol its 51st state, with poll goers saying they hope the vote puts pressure on the next Congress and president to address D.C.'s lack of representation in Congress. Russian plans to launch new strikes on parts of Syria are being met with contempt in Washington, which is accusing Russia of trying to show off its naval capabilities at the expense of civilians. Officials in Russia's defense ministry told the Interfax news agency Tuesday that new strikes against the Islamic State group will target the outskirts of Aleppo. They say the attacks could come within the next few hours. A source in the ministry said the strikes would include a Russian aircraft carrier as well as cruise missiles from other ships located off the Syrian coast. South Korean President Park Geun-hye says she will allow the country's parliament to select a new prime minister, a major concession, as she seeks to survive a growing political scandal. President Park announced her decision Tuesday after meeting with the Speaker of the opposition-controlled National Assembly. In addition to allowing parliament to select a new prime minister, Ms. Park also agreed to let the prime minister control the cabinet. Hungary's parliament narrowly blocked an attempt by Prime Minister Viktor Orban to amend the constitution to bar the resettlement of refugees in Hungary without the approval of Hungarian lawmakers and authorities. The measure failed to garner a single vote from opposition parties and fell two votes short of the two-thirds majority needed to pass. Mr. Orban proposed the amendment following an October 2nd referendum in which 98% of those who voted backed a proposal to reject the European Union's refugee quotas. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.